Hi everyone, I hope you're all well. Today I am sharing on something that happened over the weekend. This past weekend I met a young man whose story has really stayed with me. He grew up in a children's home and only recently had he moved out, got a job and started living on his own. But he told us a story about how at just 4 years old he had lost both his parents. The aunt who was meant to care for him and his baby brother couldn't, and they had to leave. So there they were, a tiny boy holding an even smaller one, left to figure life out on the streets. Eventually, a woman offered them help. She took care of the vulnerable children in the area, but she only had space for one child. Without any hesitation, the older brother insisted, "Take my baby brother, I'll be okay." But that night, the woman couldn't sleep. She wrestled with God, praying the whole night. And by the morning, she couldn't leave that little boy alone. She got in her car and went back and found him and brought him back to the home. She couldn't leave him there. She couldn't bear to separate the brothers. That moment, it reminded me of Jesus. When others forget or say there's no more room, Jesus comes back. He doesn't leave us out in the cold. He doesn't separate us from hope or from family or grace. He returns for the ones that the world has overlooked. In John 14 verse 8, it says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Even when we feel discarded or too far gone, he comes back for us, not out of pity, but out of love. The kind of love that turns the car around. The kind of love that makes space. The kind of love that says you belong. I just want to say this little prayer over everyone. Jesus, thank you that you are the shepherd who comes back for the one. Thank you that you saw me when I was left out, when I was hurting, when I felt invisible, and you didn't pass us by. You turned around, you made room, you carried us when we couldn't walk anymore. We trust you with the places in our lives that feel shattered or wounded. Come and tend to them like you promised. Bind up what's broken, feed what's empty, strengthen what is weak, and remind us again and again that we are not forgotten, we are yours, and that we always come back to you, and you always come back for us. Amen.